Robin Hood Radio presents Agriculture from Tucana Farms. Here's Mark Scherzer.
With both Passover and Easter upon us, it seems an opportune time to consider the egg. Pop anthropology tells us that the egg is a symbol of rebirth, hence its association with the festivals of spring. Surely there's something to this, but if it's just about rebirth, why would you paint eggs for Easter or roast them for the Seder plate so one end is singed? There are stories to explain these customs, but how do we know whether the story fits the custom or the custom was developed to symbolize the story? What came first, so to speak, the chicken or the egg, or the story or the egg? We may never know for sure. Painting eggs at the spring equinox is a tradition that goes back at least 2,500 years to the Persian Nowruz celebration. In some of the older Christian traditions, Easter eggs were dyed, but always red, to symbolize the blood of Christ and human redemption. The Eastern Orthodox faith holds that the hard shell represents Christ's tomb, and that cracking the shell symbolizes the resurrection. The singed roasted egg on the Seder plate at Passover is said to be a symbol of mourning, as eggs are the first thing served after a funeral. It also refers to the destruction of the temple, and along with the shank bone represents the animals that were sacrificed at festivals there. But it seems a bit counterintuitive for an egg to symbolize mourning while simultaneously serving as a symbol of birth. And it's a particular mystery why you would use an egg to symbolize a sacrifice of meat, unless you have, of course, developed a taste, and it's an acquired one, for those hard-boiled eggs in salt water that often serve as a first course of the Seder. The salt water, by the way, is supposed to represent the tears shed by the Jewish slaves in Egypt. Or, of course, the salt water could also represent the Red Sea, or the primordial soup from which life emerged. The layers of meaning, no pun intended, seem infinite. Personally, I've come to accept a more Marxist approach, which seeks out the material causes of our cultural practices. After raising chickens to collect their eggs for nearly 20 years, it is, to me, undeniable that one reason eggs are associated with spring holidays is that eggs are, in fact, a seasonal crop. People these days might not realize this because the supply in the supermarket never changes, but here at Tucana Farms we employ pre-industrial production methods that allow hens to rest in the winter, resist using artificial lights to induce laying, and have learned to live with months of scarcity and then sudden abundance. Because like most birds who hatch their young in spring, this is the season when hens lay most abundantly. I believe the sheer crush of egg production in spring must have compelled our ancestors to develop rituals that made use of lots of them. The multidimensional symbolism of the egg in part represents the imperative that we find lots of reasons to eat them. Thus, we eat eggs not only for energy and flavor. We're also eating ideas. As Peter described last week, at Tucana Farms our birds are Rhode Island Reds, known to be excellent layers. They prove their worth as compared with the Sumatrans, Spitzenbergs, Faverol, and Araucanas we initially chose years ago. These days we are collecting as many as 4 dozen a day. These eggs are wonderful not only for eating, but also for dyeing. You might not expect so, as duplicating the blue, yellow, and other pastel shades you see on Easter cards or advertisements requires applying chemical dyes to blank white eggs. But as Peter proves each year, boiling our lovely brown eggs with onion skins, and sometimes with turmeric, produces a beautiful range of subtle natural color in reds, browns, and yellows. A lovely counterpoint to the garish artificial colors of the modern advertising age at Easter. So I echo Peter's call of last week. If you're planning eggs in salt water for your Seder, or about to bake an egg bread for Easter, we and our hens are ready to serve your needs.
Peter Davies and his partner Mark Scherzer are proprietors of Tucana Farm, specializing in heritage breeds of livestock on their 40-acre farm in Germantown, New York. Peter also presides over Tucana Odyssey, in which he customizes cultural tours of turkey for small groups, which he calls an insider's view of turkey. And his third hat is Tucana Gallery of Old and Antique Kilims, which he operates in the Wall Street area of Manhattan. Mark presides over his law firm, Mark Scherzer Law Office, which specializes in health law, also in the Wall Street area. Their farm website, TucanaFarms.com. Their email, farm@TucanaFarms.com, or 518-537-3815.